Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Sharky in Rome. Sharky writes, my wife tried to cheat on me with a guy that is a trainer at my gym. He came to me respectfully and said there's no way he would have sex with her. I didn't like how he said that. Like my wife's not a baddie. Should I talk to him about it or let it go? What?
Hey, dog, how stupid are you? How stupid are you?
He passed, dude.
I don't like the way he said it.
Yeah.
Like my wife ain't a baddie. Dog, all your wife got to do is be a baddie to you.
Yeah. That's right, Steve.
Your bigger problem is your wife tried to have sex with a trainer.
That's the point.
And right. He came to you and went, hey, bro, listen to me. I'm just come over here and let you know, man, before this get out of hand, I would never, ever do nothing with her. Now, she in here getting trained for a reason. Obviously, I'm on another level. Now, you mad at him. I don't like the way he said it. You're stupid, man. Your focus is on the trainer. Your wife tried to sleep with him. That ain't, you ain't hear that?
I don't think he did.
That went right past him.
Talking to me like my wife ain't a baddie. Dog. Everybody don't think you fine. Sorry. I got news for you.
All right, moving on to Lanisha in Newark. Lanisha says, I do lashes and I sell electronic gift cards. I had a new 30-year-old customer that paid with an electronic gift card. When she pulled it up on her phone, it was from my daddy. Can I ask my 62-year-old dad, what is he doing with this youngin?
That ain't your daddy. Get your lashes done. See, you in too many businesses.
You got too many?
Yeah. And you don't know if that's your father. Anybody could have that name. Johnson is a common name. Smith is a common name. Jones is a common name. You know, it could be anybody. You don't know who that is. And then, you know, you don't know this girl, but maybe she needs some help. Your daddy met her, you know, somewhere, and she need help.
Okay.
He met her where? Somewhere.
Somewhere. At the store, she was paying for food and didn't have enough money. And, you know.
Wow. At the grocery store?
You know, something like that, you never know. He going to electronic gift card. Don't get something. Take care of yourself. I can see that.
Okay, Zaddy. Moving on to Christine in Charlotte. Christine says, I took my husband's phone out of his bag and stuck it under his pillow to see if he got calls and texts in the morning. It woke both of us up, dinging and ringing at 6 a.m. He's upset that I did it, but why is that an issue and not all the messages?
You're going to wake me up like this. You know I don't get up to 7. You're going to stick this under my pillow and disturb my sleep. All these people down at this job, because they do that every morning. They send out these morning texts. It's a prayer group that I'm in. And they send out these morning prayers and stuff. And I don't participate in it until I wake up. Hey, you gonna stick this under the pillow, all these prayer messages and stuff. Man, so now I had to delete the group. I'm out the group now because they calling Twilly. And if you want me to sleep with this thing under my pillow, then I'm gonna have to get out the group. Now, we're not gonna have no prayer up in here. Is that what you want?
Messing with my Jesus. You
messing with my Jesus. Boy, he flipped that, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about coming up in here, ding, 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 woke both of us up. You doggone right we are. And I don't start my prayers to 7, and you got it up in here 6. That's why I keep it over there in the gym bag.
Obviously, preach. She's thinking it's a woman texting him that early.
This ain't no woman. It's women in the prayer group.
Oh.
But it's an all men's group, but it's a woman that directs it.
Oh, okay. And she's the one that's texting. Okay.
You know.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is the last one.
You got me.
I know.
Can't do nothing. Can't even worship. No.
Can't even worship.
In peace. In peace. Yes. All right, last one. This is from Lynn in Evanston. Lynn says, I work full time. My husband is a stay-at-home dad. Our children are 7 and 9 years old, so they don't require a lot, and my husband is free to do his painting during the day. So how is he always too tired to make love to me after I've worked hard?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wow. Wait a minute. Are you sitting up here as a woman saying what y'all can't stand when a man say? You mean to tell me he been sitting at the house all day with
he's a house husband.
Two kids.
Yeah.
And now... And all of a sudden, when I come home, he's too tired for me. He don't do nothing. It ain't but two kids. What's it to do?
She says they don't require a lot because they're 7 and 9. It's not like
what two kids you know don't require a lot.
Well, that's what she said. I'm just
whoa. What age? Do they stop requiring a lot? Because I need to know what that number is.
Well, she thinks it's 7 and 9.
It ain't.
Well, that's what she thinks.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got 3, 4 people, 5 now. Hell, Junior got... Listen to me.
Oh, man, don't throw me in there.
2 days in a row.
Well, Junior, you win it. We all have kids that have passed the 7 and 9 stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At 7 and 9... Could you walk off and leave their ass somewhere?
No. Would not, especially not today.
Yeah.
Not if you wanted your house.
You're right. And keep them safe. Yeah.
Right. That's the most
important thing. So, lady, I disagree with that. Now, let's back it up. Mm-hmm. Why is he too tired to make love to you?
Yeah, after she's worked hard.
Well, you know, everybody don't want no tired sex. Everybody don't want that. You know, maybe he waiting on the weekend where you can get yourself some rest because he like activity. You know, everybody, you know, all this in here, come on, put me to sleep. I might want to do that all the time, you know, for you. So, you know, lady, I don't really know where you going with this here. It ain't nothing about him messing around with nobody. He got time to do his painting. Mm. It's hard to paint with 2 kids.
Daddy.
Shut up, I'm painting.
We're hungry, Daddy.
See me, and then you ain't got time to eat at lunch.
They ain't at school.
They're school, yeah, they should be in school. Maybe he's a homeschools them.
My kids gonna be flunking out of everything. I can't teach them nothing. If I gotta homeschool my kids, we gonna be in the backyard learning to train.
Right.
We're going to be back there learning how to be brick masons and stuff. You're not fit to get an education. I'm going to have my kids in the backyard working on this air conditioner.
That's good money, though.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.